K6DUE NA1SS, channel 46, over. K6DUE NA1SS, I read you loud and clear and ready for your questions, over. Hey, thank you very much for the well wishes and be in good physical shape. So we work out a lot back in Houston, and you have to be in shape for the launch to stay healthy in space. Over. Yeah, again, it's very healthy. It's very important for us to be healthy here. And so we work out every day for almost 2 hours. Part of it is with the machine that is like lifting weights. And then we also have a stationary bicycle and a treadmill that we can run on, over. Well, I think the biggest thing is being away from your family and friends. And so we talk a lot about that before we leave. And so far we're all doing great up here, over. Well, in microgravity, some things are really, really easy. When things are heavy on Earth, we can just throw them around like Superman. But then since things float a lot, they can be difficult. So some things are better and some things are worse, over. Mary, we have all kinds of great food up here. I had some beef stew and some soup earlier today, and this morning I had eggs and granola, so we have quite a variety, over. Well, Jimmy, the only thing that really changes is that we have a menu that lasts for 19 days, so we eat a lot of the same food, over, but it's all very delicious, over. That's a great question, and maybe the most significant impact is not having your friends and your family around you while you're over here, so sometimes you feel isolated, over. Yeah, everybody's a little bit different. After a couple of days, you're able to walk and not feel too bad, but it does take you a couple of months to get your bones and your muscles strong again like before you left, over. I sleep great on the space station, and we float around in our sleeping bag, but the sleep is great, over. Again, everybody is a little bit different. I think I might have lost a couple of pounds, but more or less, we stay about the same, over. I am able to communicate with family and friends. We have a telephone where we can call people, and once a week, I have a video conference with my family, and we also have email, so there's lots of ways to communicate, over. Well, luckily, Jimmy, so far, we've all been really healthy. We take care of ourselves. We go into quarantine before we come to space. But we're all qualified, and we have the ground to help us in case anybody does get sick, over. So, Bonita, today is one of those days where I'm not on duty, so I'm lucky enough to talk to you guys today. We look out the window, we do our email, we rest, read books, all the things you do at home. Take pictures of the Earth, over. So far, we have not had encounters with other life forms. I think it'd be pretty cool if we did, but up to now, all we have is each other up here on the space station and the experiments we bring with us. Over. Yeah, Mark, one of my favorite things to do is look out the window at night, and you can see a lot of lightning. You can see the city lights, and you can tell which cities are which by the light pattern. Launch pads in Florida. That's a very interesting question. I know we're still doing research on that, and we do take some tests to see how the brain is being affected, but for me, I think it's about the same, but you have to focus a lot up here every single day because things float around and the work is very important. Over. Well, so far my reaction time has been about the same. We do a lot of tests up here, and one of the tests is looking at our reaction time. So far, so good, over.